This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, September 7th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll hear about efforts to improve math education. An advisory panel meeting in St. Louis is discussing that topic this week, and we'll have a look at your weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana this weekend. But first, a look at today's news. University of Illinois trustees have okayed the university's request for a 9% increase in state money for the next budget year, but not without concerns, as AM 580's Tom Rogers reports.
U of I President Joseph White defended the request for $118 million more than this year, as trustee Kenneth Schmidt questioned whether it's enough to handle salary increases sufficient to recruit and keep top-level faculty.
I don't think that we really ask for what is realistically needed. For some reason, we're embarrassed to go out and say, this is what we're doing, and this is what we need to do it.
White says the budget request is rooted in realism, considering the new state budget gives higher ed a much smaller increase over last year. White also says the university will try to save money with what he calls a resource summit. It's a thorough look at the university's costs and how to effectively cut them.
We have many, many costs which absorb money that could go to the frontline academic mission, which really means faculty. Faculty salary competitiveness in faculty lines.
But some trustees warn that cost-cutting alone won't address the need for higher salaries and other priorities. Schmidt was the only trustee to vote against the request, however. It now goes to the State Board of Higher Education. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
The Chicago Tribune reports today that Tom Dempsey has resigned as director of the University of Illinois Police Training Institute. Reports had surfaced the last couple of months over a possible conflict of interest after Dempsey took a leave of absence from the U of I. He was in Afghanistan working as a consultant for military contractor Blackwater USA. Dempsey also helped negotiate an agreement between Blackwater and the U of I earlier this year for sharing of facilities. That partnership ended last month. While repeatedly defending his actions to U of I administrators, Dempsey's resignation was finalized yesterday. An Illinois appeals court has granted a new trial for a 61-year-old man serving a life sentence in the 1986 stabbing death of a woman in the central Illinois community of Paris. Herb Whitlock was convicted of murdering Karen Rhodes, who died along with her husband, Dyke, in a rampage in their home. Another man convicted in both of the murders, Randy Steidel, was freed in 2004 after a federal judge ordered the state to release or retry him. Defense attorney Richard Kling says the 4th District Illinois Appellate Court issued a 53-page decision in Whitlock's case. Whitlock maintains that he's innocent of the crimes, and Kling has long been fighting for a new trial. The attorney says he's pleased by the appeals court ruling. A man who works in the governor's office served prison time for refusing to cooperate in a federal investigation of a Puerto Rican separatist group. The Chicago Sun-Times reports Stephen Guerra was convicted of contempt of court in 1983 for not testifying before a federal grand jury investigating the Armed Forces of National Liberation. Guerra is Governor Alblagojevich's deputy chief of staff for community services. The separatist group claimed responsibility for U.S. bombings that killed six and injured dozens from 1974 to 1983. Guerra wasn't charged in those attacks, but a memo obtained by the Sun-Times claims he had details of the group's workings. Alblagojevich's spokeswoman says the memo wasn't admissible at trial and is hearsay. She says Guerra disclosed the conviction and served his time. Young, mostly minority teens sat down at a Champaign church last night with local police to discuss how they get along. As AM 580's Jim Meadows reports, it was a meeting organized by the minority teens themselves.
The Peer Ambassadors, a leadership program for at-risk teens, sponsored by the Mental Health Center of Champaign County, organized the discussion at Champaign's New Hope Church of God in Christ. Peer Ambassador member Shamino Denton says the impetus for the meeting was bad feeling over how police broke up a recent fight at a teen nightclub. He says the gulf between police and minority youth won't be bridged overnight, but he says relations can improve if both sides take the time to listen to each other.
You've learned their rights and learned to respect authority a little better, and police learn to respect the youth a little better. I think that would just deflate a lot of situations that come up.
That theme was picked up by Urbana Police Lieutenant Kent Jepson.
Communicate, talk to each other. You know, officers admit and citizens say we should be getting out of the squad cars. We should be talking with our neighborhood kids, their parents.
Denton and other peer ambassador members say they want to hold more events where minority youth and police can get to know each other. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Speaker of the Illinois House is going out of his way to make a fuss over projects the governor cut from the state's budget. Amanda Venicky has that story.
House Speaker Mike Madigan will bring attention to the matter by taking budget hearings outside of the state capitol and instead holding 19 of them across the state in schools, libraries, and civic centers. Madigan spokesman Steve Brown says it's an opportunity to put a human face on the effect of what he calls savage cuts.
They're very far-reaching. They're going to have devastating effects all over Illinois.
Brown says after the local hearings are over, the House will likely hold a massive one at the Capitol in early October. Then the House will take a vote to restore the funding. Governor Rob Blagojevich took out millions of dollars for local projects that were in the budget sent to him by the legislature. He says they're pork. Most cuts affect areas represented by Blagojevich's political enemies. The governor denies politics was a factor. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Enrollment at Illinois State University has dipped slightly this year compared to the same time last year. In fall 2006, the total enrollment was 20,261 students. This year, it's dropped 157 students to 20,104. University President Al Bowman says he's pleased with the stable enrollment that stayed above 20,000 students for 11 consecutive years. The university in Normal did see an increase of 30 graduate students over last year. That means there are 2,449 students compared to 2,419 last year. An assistant vice president says the incoming class of freshmen is smaller than last year, but the average ACT score has increased by 3/10. Jonathan Rosenthal says it speaks to the quality of students. For the latest newscast online, go to our website at wyol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. A presidential advisory panel that's looking into how to improve math education is meeting this week in St. Louis. The national math panel is chaired by Larry Faulkner, who used to be president of the University of Texas. Reporter Julie Bierock spoke with Faulkner.
Dr. Faulkner, would you say that currently there is a crisis in math and science education in this country?
Well, I think that we clearly are not competing as effectively as we need to on an international basis, and I think there's widespread recognition of that. We are in a position where we need to improve our situation with our youngsters.
The panel issued the first of two preliminary reports to President Bush and Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings a couple months ago. What were some of the findings that were released?
Well, actually, in the preliminary report, all we did was cover a process. We just covered the way we're going about business. Actually, at this meeting, we will be releasing the conclusions and recommendations of four of the five task groups that are working on various pieces of this problem. Those findings from task groups, which are subcommittees, are going to have to be synthesized into a panel report. So the panel is not yet ready to speak with one voice and say, this is what we recommend. But some ideas of what we might recommend will become fairly clear here in St. Louis.
And what are some of those ideas?
We have been focusing on key elements, the essential elements of curriculum, how students need to be prepared to succeed in algebra, and what algebra means, and a group on teacher preparation, a group on instructional practices and materials, and we'll have comments that relate to all of those things. I should say that this panel has, by order of the president, a focus on algebra. We're about trying to get kids ready to enter and to succeed at algebra.
And you're going to release the results of an algebra survey taken by algebra teachers. Can you give me an overview of those results?
We are actually going to release the results of a survey of math teachers. One of the things that will be reported is that algebra teachers are not seeing adequate preparation of students in the area of understanding and manipulating fractions, a key set of skills that go into algebra, and that, I think, will find its way into our recommendations.
And you'll be issuing a final report to the president in February of next year. What are some of the topics that will be included in that report?
We're going to address the questions of what should be most emphasized in math education leading up to algebra, that is pre-K up to the 7th or 8th or 9th grade. And that I think is going to be a major set of recommendations that will surround that. We will also, I think, have recommendations that have to do with teacher preparation on whether or not math specialists have a role in the schools, on how teachers are developed professionally even after they are already in the classroom and teaching. We will have recommendations that relate to teaching practices and teaching materials.
That's Larry Faulkner, the chairman of the National Math Panel, speaking with reporter Julie Bierock. The panel is meeting this week in St. Louis. In the forecast for East Central Illinois, a very unpredictable one as we go into this weekend. Showers and thunderstorms possible today, the high around 85, breezy with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 65. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high around 82. Mostly cloudy tomorrow evening, a chance of showers and thunderstorms once again, the low 65. Mostly sunny Sunday, the high 82. Partly cloudy Sunday evening, the low around 62. For Monday, mostly cloudy, again a chance of showers, the high around 78 degrees, the low around 58. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, September 7th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.